This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Migrant laborers are being worked to death in searing temperatures in Qatar, with hundreds estimated to be dying from heat stress every year, a Guardian investigation has revealed. This summer, hundreds of thousands of migrant workers toiled in temperatures of up to 45 centigrade for up to 10 hours a day as Qatar's construction boom hit its peak ahead of the FIFA World Cup 2022. Republican and Democratic congressmen are criticizing Trump on his Syrian pullout as abandoning Kurd allies and destabilizing the fight against ISIS. A deadline for California fire victims to file claims against PG&E is less than 3 weeks away. About 30,000 have done so with the help of lawyers, along with 1,500 people acting on their own, but the deadline could pass without claims from as many as 70,000 others eligible for compensation. Brazil's independent public ministry has announced a federal investigation into a possible criminal conspiracy to burn fires, and rural landowners and ranchers were denying the day a fire ever happened. Yet union leaders and ranchers admitted to feeling emboldened by President Bolsonaro and by their chance to reverse a decades-old grievance against the creation of federal conservation units. A 2015 New York Times survey found that 20% of married women had kept their last names. The legal team representing the CIA officer behind the complaint that helped spark an impeachment inquiry into President Trump is now advising multiple whistleblowers, the attorney has said. Pope Francis formally opened a meeting of bishops that will debate whether the Catholic Church should loosen its 1,000-year-old requirement of celibacy for priests. Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Costa's Socialist Party are on a course to win a second term after the country held general elections, but are unlikely to secure an outright majority, according to exit polls. Uganda's president has ordered a reprieve for street vendors arrested in a recent idleness crackdown, saying the law was a result of a colonial fear of Africans. More than half of Americans say they believe young children should have a parent at home, and more than half of mothers say they would prefer to stay at home. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.